All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your compassion. And Lord, we acknowledge that you're God. And beside you, there is no other. We acknowledge that you are the Holy One of Israel. And we give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that we have newness of life in you. We thank you that we have fellowship with you, Lord. And Lord, we just want to say, Lord, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We want to say, God, you are good. And your mercy endure forever. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for bringing down the high places and destroying every yoke of the enemy, even now in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for delivering your people and setting them free. We take authority and we bind the strong men over this region in the name of Yeshua. We bind the strong men of Leviathan. We bind the strong men of pride. We bind the strong men of witchcraft and sorcery and divination and enchantment. We bind the strong men of mind control and mental. We bind it right now in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, release the healing power to set your people free from every spirit of mind control. Bind the spirit of depression and oppression. We break your power and your authority, and we command you to release the people of God and to let them go, even now. In Yeshua's mighty name, God, I thank you for doing it. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for healing sciatica. God, I thank you for healing sciatica in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for healing neuropathy in the name of your Jesus. God, I thank you for healing fibromyalgia being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for that healing power manifesting right now in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you for healing tendonitis in the shoulders in the name of you. God, I thank you for healing arthritis in the knees. In the name of Yeshua, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for your healing power, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. God, I pray that those tumors would be dissolved. Let every tumor be dissolved. In the name of Yeshua. On the left side of the brain. May those tumors be dissolved now in Yeshua's mighty name. And God, I thank you for that. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your healing anointing. Father, I thank you for those that are in need of a financial miracle. God, just do it. God, do it. God, nothing is too hard for you. I thank you, Lord God, for putting those families into their brand new homes before Christmas. Lord, may they be in their new home before Christmas. In Yeshua's mighty name. God, those that need transportation, I pray, Lord God, that you would bless them with the transportation, Lord God. Put them in their new cars, vans, trucks, whatever they are desiring and seeking. Give them favor in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, thank you. God, just do it. And God, I pray for my radio listeners. I guess I've been doing it already, huh, Lord? Lord, those that have been faithful in praying for Straight from His Word, Father, I ask that this week that you would manifest a special blessing in their lives, that they will know that it came from you. And I thank you for that. Now, Father, let your blessing be upon this teaching and this preaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. God is good and His mercy endureth forever. We just thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to be here on the airwaves with you. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. We serve a great and a mighty God. Saints, we're living in the last days. We are living in perilous times, and the return of Yeshua is imminent. You're going to hear me say this over and over again. When he had me to start preaching and teaching, he said, tell them my return is imminent. Tell them to be prepared. Tell them to be ready. Tell them to be focused. And so it's my desire that every believer is ready and walking in a covenant relationship with Yeshua the Messiah, that we know him as our Lord, as our Savior, that we're not those people that are just running around doing things. And, you know, I always contemplate, saints. You know, we have this doctrine, this belief in theology that's been where the enemy has perpetrated this. Everybody goes to heaven no matter what type of lifestyle that they were living. Everybody gets in because God is merciful. God is a forgiving God. And yes, he is. But he said you must be born again. You have to accept him as Lord and Savior. And then even then, you have to cultivate a relationship with him and walk in a relationship with him and know him. And you heard me say this on the broadcast last week, and the fact that in Matthew chapter 7, it talks about there's going to come a day. He says, in that day, many are going to say to me, Lord, we prophesied in your names. Lord, we did great works. We cast out devils. He says, then I'm going to say to you, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You know, and like, God, every time I hear about somebody passing, the first thing was, God, did they know you? And in a lot of cases, my desire is that they did know the Lord, that their name was written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. But there are so many people that Satan has deceived, and if they're in bondage, they're living in sin. And we're walking in rebellion. They're angry at God. They're serving Satan. And they don't know him. They don't know him. And the enemy comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. And every opportunity he can, he will try to steal the lives of your loved ones. That's why you have to be diligent and steadfast in prayer. And praying for your family members and those that don't know him, that they would come to know him as Lord and Savior. I recently had my cousin had passed away, 61 years old. And thank God he was a man of God. He was a man of faith. He knew Christ. And he just retired and didn't even have time to enjoy his retirement. And, you know, when you start thinking about those type of things, saints, you got to begin to live your life every day with Christ. And love your family members and your loved ones and be praying for them. But truly pressing in and knowing that you're in Christ, that you know him as your Lord and as your Savior. My desire is that every believer is in that place in Christ that will experience God's presence and power and glory. That is why I'm on the radio. I guess we're getting ready to go into year 20. If the Lord says the same. You know, I always pray at that time, you know, start saying, okay, Lord, do you want me to go another year? So, God, I need you to bring in some money, Jesus, so we can keep this air show on the air. But you've heard me say this, saints. I want you to experience God's presence and God's power and God's glory. We need revival in the United States of America. We need revival in the body of Christ. We need to experience the presence and the power of God. I want to see God move. I want to see there are so many people that are sick in their bodies that need healing. If I could do it, I would. But God has gifted people in the body of Christ, and you heard me say this at the broadcast last week, that have the gifts of healing and the gifts of miracles and the gifts of faith. And they've not been activated because they're sitting in these cold, dead buildings and churches, and they don't know how to pray and seek God. They don't know how to yield to the Holy Spirit of God. And therefore, we wonder why sickness and disease is running rampant. We need to become more militant in the church and the body of Christ. We need to begin to pray for God's healing power to manifest in the lives of the people. There are so many sick children that have been diagnosed with things and adults that have been diagnosed with this and diagnosed with that. And then when you read in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see about how Jesus, it tells us in Acts 10:38, how Jesus was anointed by God and went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, the demonic sickness and disease and infirmity that is raging throughout the lives of people. And I know that God is a miracle worker, and I know that God desires to heal his people again. You know, one of the concepts that I really need to embrace and begin to really preach and teach about it more is that the healing power of God is for today. When you read and you study in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we need to recognize that when Jesus went about doing good, when Jesus was healing the sick, when he had commissioned the apostles to go out and to heal the sick, you need to recognize and understand that this was before the cross. So all of the miracles and all the signs and wonders and everything that they were doing was before the cross. The power is greater after the cross. So the failure is not in God's word and in his power, but it lies within his people who have not yielded to the Holy Spirit of God and embraced God's word and done it God's way. And if we are going to experience revival, we need to get back to the place to where we allow God to be God in every area of our lives. And when we let's get back into 2 Chronicles chapter 7. We were discussing this last week on how after Solomon had dedicated the temple, and in chapter 6, it's basically a prayer and asking God, if we do this, forgive us, God. If we do that, forgive us, God. If we do this, it was basically a model prayer of how repentance is, and how that when we have truly are repentant and we ask God to forgive us, and that we serve a God who answers prayer, that God will answer. And in every major instance when God's servants had lifted up their voice to pray, God would answer by fire. And you heard me pray last week that God would let the power and the glory fill your atmosphere, fill your home, your job, wherever you at, that you would basically have a divine encounter with the glory of the Lord, that your life would be changed, because we need to be changed from the inside out. We need to have these encounters with God that would assure us that there is a God. You've heard me say, I know there's a God. I could never deny God because I know that he exists. For me to deny God would mean the enemy would have totally taken me over, because I know that there is a God. There is no doubt in my life, because I know. I have stood in his counsel, so I know. I was not anointed by man. I was anointed by God the Father. God commissioned me in the ministry. I might have shared the testimony over the radio. I might have not, but I don't know. I normally don't do that, but I just know that God is real. And then 2 Chronicles chapter 7, saints, let's get back into this. We know that after that, God had answered by fire and the glory of God had fallen. We know that they celebrated. They celebrated. And when the power of God falls, it falls. When the power of God falls, it brings change to your lives. You know, a lot of times I would struggle, you know, and I would look at a lot of the mega ministries and things, and I said, man, what would it be like to be able to preach to 20,000 people at one time and to see the power of God? I'm not talking about no hype, to where the Holy Spirit of God has liberty to take over, and that there are genuine miracles and healings and deliverance. And if we can just get this in our hearts, and I believe that God is praying and stirring in the hearts of believers, they're saying, God, there has to be more. God, there has to be more. We'll experience God's presence. We'll experience his power. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 11, it says, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. You remember when David had set him apart and said, look, you're going to be building this. And God appeared to Solomon in a dream. He says, ask what you want. Oh, my gosh. Saints, what would you ask if God appeared to you and he says, What can I do for you? Woo! You say, oh my God. I was like, oh, if God showed up and says, what can I do for you? And Solomon, because you know, we serve God of the heart. So God knows. But at that moment and at that instant in time, Solomon says, you know, God, I need wisdom how to lead your people. He was basically saying, God, I'm not equipped to do this. And you know what's so amazing about that? Maybe if the Lord allows me to stay on the air, I wonder if I had to do just a teaching on that. You know, saints, I be getting revelations when I'm just teaching on the radio. God starts dropping things into my spirit. And for some of you that have never read this account, keep your hand right there and then go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 1. And let me just give you the scripture so you can see for yourself. It says in verse 7, says, in that night did God appear unto Solomon, and he said unto him, ask what I shall give you. A blank check, saints. God said, ask, what shall I give you? And Solomon said unto God, you have shown great mercy unto David, my father, and have made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let your promise unto David, my father, be established. For you have made me king over people like the dust of the earth in the multitude. This is humility. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? Can you imagine a modern day political leader having this type of heart and mindset? Inquiring of God and saying, God, how do you want me to govern your people? God, how do I do this? Even in your jobs where God has placed you. God, how can I govern myself? Lord, give me wisdom and knowledge so that I can be successful for your name's sake. And God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart. There, see, God already knows what's in our heart. And sometimes that's why I say, God, search my heart. God, see, God is God. God, what is it? Lord, is there something in my heart that is stopping me from getting these millions and millions of dollars? God, is there something in my heart that would turn me away if you bless me with this type of wealth? If it is, God, remove it. Burn it up. You can have it. I don't want it. God, whatever is in my heart that is stopping me from walking in the fullness and the power of your presence and the manifestation of your glory, God, remove it. Take it out. God, if it's the root of unforgiveness or bitterness, God, take it out. God, show it to me. Make it plain. God, I don't want anything in the way that would interfere with my relationship and walk with you. And God, if there's something in my heart that is hindering your blessings from breaking all the way through me, God, take it out today. God, I lay it on the altar. God, I might not know what it is. And God, if you don't want to show me what it is, just take it out. Because God, I want all that you have for me. I want to remove every legal right that the enemy has to hinder me from receiving my breakthrough and my blessing. Because God, it's my desire to serve you and to know you and to be in a relationship with you. And God said, because this was in your heart and you didn't ask for riches and wealth or honor, nor the life of your enemies. God, kill them. Neither have you asked long life. But you've asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, and that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king. He says, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that shall have been before thee, neither shall there be after thee have the like. Wow. You see, when we pray right, and God teaches how to pray right, when God enters into a covenant and when God decrees it, that's it. It's a wrap. It's going to happen. It's coming. I don't care what the enemy will throw at you. When God tells the enemy to stand down, he has to stand down. Satan and his minions cannot go above God's word. When God says enough is enough, that's it, because he is the sovereign God. That's why when things get hot around me, I'll be saying, God, but I know you. If a door closed, I say, God, but I know you. If there is a need, I say, God, but I know you. And I acknowledge that you are my God. You are my Savior. I'm not out here serving and worshiping Baal. I'm not bowing down to these idols and these idols that people have said, right? God, I serve you. God, I know you. God, you are my deliverer. God, you are my healer. God, I know you. You are my God. Early will I seek thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and a thirsty land to see thy power, to see thy glory. God, I know you. And I acknowledge that you're God. Lord, I am not trusting in the wisdom of man and the arm of flesh. God, I am trusting in you. God, I am asking that you would make a way where there is no way. God, I'm asking you that you would make a river in the middle of the desert. God, if you can bring water out of a rock, you can bring financial provision for me. Lord, you can manifest miracles for me. God, the healing can manifest itself in me because you are the sovereign God. You are the almighty God. We have to get to the place to where you say, you are my God, and I serve you. I worship you. I worship no man. I worship no woman. I worship no ministry. I don't worship money. God, I worship you, because God, I want you to move in my life. God, I want you to show up and make yourself known to me. God, I do no longer want to be deceived by the enemy. I no longer want to be deceived by the voice of the enemy deceiving and masquerading as the Holy Spirit. God, I need to hear from you. God, I need you to show up. God, I need you to manifest yourself in a way to where my life is changed, that I experience your power, I experience your glory, because you are my God. God, search my heart, and God, see, is there any wicked way in me? And if it is, God, I ask that you purge it. God, I ask that you burn it out today, because God, I need to know you. God, I need to be in fellowship with you. Lord, I need to be in a relationship with you. God, I want to be used by you. God, I want to be able to walk in your power, walk in your glory. God, I want to be able to lay hands on the sick to see him heal. God, I want to be able to cast out devils in the name of Yeshua. God, I want to be able to speak your word to where lives are changed and people delivered and set free. God, I want to be able to go out and to share the gospel to where those that don't know you are convicted by the Holy Spirit and they make a decision to serve you and to come into a covenant relationship with you. God, I need to know you. And God, I want you to know me as your son, as your daughter. God, I want you to fill me up with your Holy Spirit. God, I want you to refresh me. God, I ask that you would refresh your people. I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit would begin to fall on you right now. I pray that the glory of the Lord will fill your atmosphere. I pray that the spirit of sickness and disease will flee and leave your body right now in the name of Yeshua, that God will get the glory and the honor. Lord, release your power, release healing, release deliverance. Lord, release restoration in the lives of your people even right now, and let the people acknowledge that you are God and beside you there is no other. God, I pray, and may people begin to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they begin to pray for their family members and their loved ones, that they will come to know Yeshua as Messiah, and recognizing that Yeshua's Lord return is imminent. Pray for your family members, or pray for your co-workers. Pray that people's hearts would be open to hear and to receive the gospel. Bind the ruling spirit of mind control that hinders people from hearing and receiving the gospel. And saints, know that Jesus, Yeshua's Lord, return is imminent. And just pray, God, not my will, but your will be done in my life. And Lord, I vow to give you all the glory and all the honor. I love you, saints. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.